A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah! Very good morning to you. I think it's time to retrain. I mean, let's be honest, it's not a great time to be a comedian unless you're in Taiwan. We covered that, didn't we, in a previous... See podcasts pass him. I should retrain. Rishi Sunak has told me I should retrain. He's said, hasn't he, that anyone working in the arts should retrain so you can go and get one of those plentiful other jobs there are for us to all go and stroll into easily. Julie says that back in the late 80s, there was a careers computer called JigCal, Job Ideas Generator Computer Assisted Learning. Julie had a go on it, and the two careers she was told were ideal for her were milliner and artificial limb fitter. This is not a joke. But the government's rolled out a new JigCal, Job Ideas Generator Computer Assisted Learning. It's discover your skills and careers. So should we do it? Should we find out what sort of job I should go for? Because I'm pretty... Okay, let's start the assessment. Here we go. I am comfortable telling people what they need to do. Strongly agree. Agree, it depends. Disagree. Strongly disagree. Is there one for like strongly agree, but then I'd have to run away? Or I'm strongly agree, but only if it's sort of transmuted through the medium of a podcast where I don't actually have to directly confront anyone. I'm going to go for agree. Agree. I make decisions quickly. I'm going to have to come back to this one. I'm comfortable talking people around to my way of thinking. That's all I do. Just recruiting. I'm good at coming to an agreement with other people. Can I tick agree, but then secretly resent them afterwards and harbour grudges? I'm comfortable talking in front of a group of people. I mean, yes, I should say yes, right? Because I like meeting new people. Yes, I do. By the way, if you wanted to spread the word about the podcast, that would be brilliant. I want to make things better for people. Yes, I do. Who's going to say no? I don't want to make things better for people. I should have put... I'm going to go back to previous statement. No, I do not want to make things better for people. Humanity's doomed. I enjoy coming up with new ways of doing things. Oh, yeah, definitely. I try to think differently to others. No, no one tries to do that. They just think. I like to use my imagination to create new things. Strongly disagree. I like to try new things. Strongly disagree. No, I'm getting the ump now. Let's get on with it. I enjoy creative activity. Strongly disagree. I like to focus on detail. Strongly disagree. I plan my day, so I strongly disagree. What time is it? I just can't pick up the kid. I like to see the results of the work I do. It depends. It's a lot of bin bags, isn't it? I like to get involved in making things. I mean, it depends. What are we making? I enjoy getting involved in practical tasks. Yes. I like working with my hands or tools. You can't call people. This is a government document. Sure, I'll work with a tool. It depends. It depends on where my hand's going, doesn't it? Okay, I enjoy planning a task more than actually doing it. Disagree. Okay, done. See results. What you told us. There's like 10 different job categories. Patreon's watching this as I make it live. Give me a number between 1 and 10. 6. Okay, my job is horse groom. That's good. Horse groom. £10,000 a year. I can make as a horse groom. £10,000 a year. Whoa. That's pretty good. 40 hours a week. Soldier. Some other ones. Leisure centre assistant. This is so fun. Massage therapist. Aromatherapist. Now, I could do that. Because I make loads. Like tons. Cake decorator. Okay, great. Well, I'll say goodbye. That's the end of this podcast forever. I'm going to go and start my new career as a horse groom. I'll see you around. And if you've got a horse that needs grooming, I think it's terrible, isn't it? Those gangs going around grooming horses. Absolutely despicable. I'll stick that link on Twitter. If you want to have a go and find out what kind of career you should have, maybe tell you what your career is now and what it came up with. I'd be fascinated to find out. It's at Not Today Pod.
Hey, everybody. It's me, your favorite president. Slightly tighter-throated than I was last time, but great to be here. And I got to say, this has been a blessing from God, particularly the drug Regeneron. Let me say it again, Regeneron, Regeneron, Regeneron. The fact that I've held shares in the parent company that created Regeneron since 2017, and that the CEO of the company is a member of my golf club in Westchester, New York, and that I gave $450 million of government funding to them in July has nothing to do with how good I feel right now. Nothing at all, okay? So what I want to do is make this free for everybody. Everybody's going to have it. Every man, woman, child, and dog. And we're going to give all that money to buy Regeneron. Some people call them therapeutics. What I call them is a cash cure. A cure. A cure. A cure. A cure. My voice is not so good, but I'm feeling incredible. And now I'm going to go and punch a bull.
I feel great. So great that we're going to live so much longer. It's great to know that we've got so many more years ahead of us not collecting state pension. That's going up to 66 for people born. The point is, it's completely irrelevant, isn't it? Because we're not going to be around to collect the state pension. Or there's not going to be any kind of governmental infrastructure. Society will have collapsed by the time you turn up to collect your pension book. You turn up for your pension book, there'll be a pile of smouldering rubble and people trading rats. Just go and buy a gun and bullets, lots of bullets, barbed wire and paraffin. That's your pension right there. I did want to tell you, though, you know, if we're into survivalism and prepping and stuff, do you know what my favourite thing is right now? Cabbage.
What?
Me from 6 months ago is judging me now. What do you mean, cabbage? What kind of freak are you? Sure, it's fine. It's a vegetable, and therefore it's, you know, it's not going to be at the top of the tree, is it, in terms of food? And you probably know, like, I know you know this, like the whole kind of slow braising thing of cabbage. So don't boil it. Don't do anything like that. But get like a casserole dish and chop it up, and you put it in there with like a little lug of oil and a little sprinkling of water, and then whatever kind of seasoning and herbs and stuff you want, and you just cook it in the oven at like, I don't know, 170 in a fan oven, maybe 180, for like at least an hour, probably an hour and a half at least. And it just kind of melts in the mouth. And okay, great, capers and, you know, vinegar and all that, we know all of that. But yesterday I went crazy with my cabbage, and this time I put in chili, garlic, ginger, lime juice, and coconut milk powder. And okay, maybe like one spoonful of sugar for a whole cabbage, okay? And I'm telling you, it's a taste sensation. It's tangy and spicy and incredible. That's what you want to do with your cabbage now. Dana coleslaw. Did you? I've run out of mayonnaise. Shopped at Lidl for the first time and it's brilliant, but there's no vegan mayonnaise. I don't know what to do. Right, just go to another shop. It's not difficult. Let's move on to your emails. Your emails from you, the listener. Start to sound like Amul Rajan. Ah, oh, where have I gone? What's happened to me? Why has no one heard anything from me? That's because I've been doing re-re-re-think-think-think-think. With me, Amul Rajan. It's something, isn't it, about what kind of society do we want coming out of lockdown? I don't know, I don't care, mate. Whatever. Anyway, we've got some fun stuff. News blogs. Yes, I was saying, if you had a news blog, what would you call it? Una says, dear Jacob, I would call my news blog the Pandemic Times, and it would be dedicated to making terrible jokes about coronavirus. I realise Twitter's already doing this, but as far as I'm aware, At Jack has yet to copyright the concept. Who's At Jack? Oh, is that the guy? He was like the... No, that was Tom. Anyway, alternative with The Walrus in mind. Yes, that was one of the blogs I quoted earlier this week. I'd have a blog called The Ostrich, which would completely ignore anything bad in the world and feature only happy stories. That's a really good idea! I hope Spike settles in soon. Best of luck with the French house. Thanks very much. He's doing okay. We're sort of thumbing him into school in the mornings. Some indignation, I think. His main objection to yesterday was that you don't get to watch Robot Wars. It's like, dude, no, you don't. So that's pretty tricky. Neil, MRA. Morning, Jake. Listening to stories of job hunting and parental support reminded me of my own experience quite a few years ago, thankfully. After my evil ex-boss made me redundant, a whole other story. Oh, well, tell us that story. At around the time of the last recession, I spent several months looking for another full-time job. It was a whole horrible time. Feeling the need to always be available on the off chance that an interview or temporary work might come up meant that I spent far too long indoors, refreshing job boards, sending off applications and such like, all the while crashing headlong into what I later realised was pretty hefty depression. Oh, Neil. Yeah, I can imagine that. I mean, Job Club was bad, but at least you were kind of out and around people. I mean, you were never going to get a job there. Anyway, over 10 years later, and thankfully the world is cruising along perfectly smoothly, so that's good. A couple of years ago, however, my mother took the opportunity to complain to me that the period when I was looking for another job was very stressful for her. It was probably meant well, but, you know. Yeah, I do know. And that reminds me of something you were talking about last week. I remember a TV program many years ago where celebrities had a go at being homeless for a telly thing. Classy, huh? Yes, I think I saw that. My parents' Daily Mail reading friends loved it and pontificated about how so-and-so got up the first morning and found herself a job. Which only goes to show. Yeah. Yes. You see that energy and optimism radiating from my face? Hire me. Instead of the one that's been crushed underfoot from birth. I had to be ever so careful, says Neil, not to raise my voice when pointing out to them that going to look for a job when you are already a well-paid personality doing this for a show is probably a teensy bit different from when it's your 2000th morning or something and every previous day's services have turned up nothing. And breathe. Yeah. All the best to you and the Yappalites. Neil, this one. Not that one. Thank you, Neil. I'm glad you are out of that part.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We were also asking, what would you do with two extra hot dogs? And well done, everyone, actually. I appreciate it. What would you do with two extra hot dogs? This being because eight come in a jar or a can, and you only get six hot dog buns in a pack. Owen says, hold them in either side of your mouth like fangs for a festive Halloween costume. And then there's a pun on Dracula, which I'm not going to say. Very good. Very good. yes. And also good call on tofu pups. And are they a thing? And how do I get those? Please send tofu pups. You've got the address. There was a physical address I gave it out in yesterday's podcast if you want to send something. The gallery is open if you want to do a drawing. And I'm going to hang them up behind me. And then all the Patreons can see them in the mornings. Pablo. How do Jake and the Yaplation matings? The what now? What's that? My first job was with a double glazing firm. I won't name them, but let's just say if you bought one, you got one free. Isn't that like all of them? I if I was buying some double glazing and I didn't get one free, I'd be like, sorry? Anyway, Pablo says it was an awful job that was situated in a grotty room at the top of a building within a business park. Yes, St. James Business Park, where my chemically fueled boss, oh boy, imagine that, America, would give us ripped out pages from old telephone directories, and we went through calling each number to offer our discount windows and doors. I wasn't any good, but that's a benefit, morally, as you'll soon hear. Oh boy. Hello there. I was just calling and we've got a tremendous offer today. If you buy one double glazing, you get a double glazing free. One chap's job was to call up people and be rude. Oh, I'm sorry. Often we'd get an elderly person. I missed a line there. Often we get an elderly person and we're told in our training that old people have loads of money. Yes. Yes, I see them shuffling around. As such, we shouldn't take no for an answer. Did I mention it was a horrible job? One chap's job was to call up people and be rude, often vulgar, then end the call stating they were calling from a rival company. Oh my giddy aunt. If staff got a quote, burly men would rock up to the client's house and use tactics you'll have seen on Watchdog and other such consumer rights programs. As I say, horrible job. I want to do my Matt Allwright impression now. Hello, I'm Matt Allwright. Leg cocked on the desk, no big deal. Can't see the irony of being an actual living David Brent. Dressed like David Essex or a tinker on a houseboat. What's with the neckerchiefs? Yeah, I like proper rock. Anyway, every hour a top salesperson would get to do the dentist's chair, where they got to sit in a spinning chair whilst booze was poured down their throat. Every hour?! This was to cover the low pay, presumably. Every 45 minutes, without fail, the boss would pop off to the loo to top up his chemical stimulus. At these times, I would try to sow the seeds of revolution. As I was raised to respect the power of the union, not to be confused with the power of the onion, which is mainly taste and vapour-based, but still a valuable addition as one of your five a day, I tried to organise a walkout. After 1 week, I had at least half the workforce on side, a must for any unionised type of act, and I waited for our time to quite literally strike. I decided our best time was after the first dentist chair, just before the boss's second bump of the day. I picked my moment, stood up, and did a rousing speech about how the pay and practices were pitiful. Eyes into alliteration, I is, and the majority of us were going to down tools and walk out. And I say no! No more! We're off! Just knocked over the iPad. Very dramatic. I turned around to look at my comrades and was amazed to see every single one of them, not just those that had agreed, but every single one were still seated, looking down at their individual pages ripped out of a four-year-old Thompson directory, acting as if nothing had happened. There may have been some sniggering. I made one further attempt. Well, I'm going! Who's with me? Total silence. Well, there was an audible teeth-grinding noise coming from the boss, and I think that was more substance-related than anger. So I left, remembering at that point that I was due to get a lift to the metro from one of the other members of staff. Oh, man. Rather than hang around, I started my long walk home and never went back. I was 17 and full of vim and vigour, so I'd assumed I'd lead them out like Wolfie from Citizen Smith or something. Alas, it was not to be. I've had many a bad job, but that was the worst. Cheers and toodles to you all, Pablo. Pablo, I admire 17-year-old you so much. I think that's amazing. I would have walked out with you. I think I would, actually. I really do. Lindsay Hellcat Press. Hi, Jake. I'm very excited to be sharing lousy job experiences. Well, thank you. And if you've got lousy job experiences, why not share them? It's nottoday@swanburst.com. You can tweet, but I mean, that would take ages, wouldn't it? It's at Not Today Pod. Lindsay had an internship at a prestigious literary magazine shortly after graduating college. My 6-month unpaid internship consisted of me unpacking boxes of books and shelving them. No writing, no editing, just unpacking boxes. When I attempted to network with my co-workers, they brushed me off. I had to take a bus and 2 trains to get to this place. That sucks. My daughter and I have been watching old episodes of Sesame Street, and we've come to the unanimous decision that Big Bird is the worst character. Although Elmo is annoying, Big Bird is nosy and rude. In the episode where Maria and Lewis get engaged, Big Bird spreads a false rumour that they are engaged, then proceeds to nag them like a clueless elderly relative until they decide to tie the knot. Big Bird, it is none of your damn business! While Elmo is annoying and Ernie doesn't respect any of Bert's boundaries, Big Bird is the absolute worst. Hope all is well with you and the Yapple Dumpling gang. I think I'm with you. I can think of one worse. Can you think of a worse character than Big Bird in Sesame Street? Not today at swanburst.com or at Not Today Pod. I can think of a worse one. See if you can find it. Not today at swanburst.com. And also tell me about terrible jobs, first jobs, terrible trainings and internships and apprenticeships. I want to know it all. Thanks very much for being here. I'm going to try and get my cousin Davey on soon. And that'll be a laugh, won't it? Also, a reminder that Patreon supporters of the podcast, and you could too, from as little as $3 a month. It's okay, it can come out in pounds. Also, before I go, quick reminder to have a look at the YouTube channel. And if you wouldn't mind subscribing, that would make a massive difference, because once I've got 100 subscribers, then I can, I think, do live things on there. And to celebrate, we'll do a free for everybody live stream of the making of the podcast. How about that? So if you go to, if you search for Not Today, Thank You, and maybe Spatula, there's a new episode of that on there today. Hopefully you'll find it there. That would be great. All right, lots of love. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.